With Metro by T-Mobile, your hard-earned money goes further. This tax season, there's zero fees to switch. Enjoy Metro's lowest price. Just $25 a line for 4 lines. Plus, get 4 free Samsung Galaxy phones when you switch. Now that's the best deal in wireless. Metro by T-Mobile, empowering you to rule your day. All lines lose promo rate if any deactivates. No fees on select phones. Limit 1 per line with eligible port. Excludes sales tax. Limited time offer. Additional terms apply. See metrobytmobile.com.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another special episode, man. I'm hanging out with a freaking legend. You might know him as Stumi from The Volume, Stogie T, however you know him. Regardless, fucking legend. It's such an honor to have you on the show, man.
Peace. Thank you for having me, sir. Thank you very much for the invitation.
I don't know if you can tell, but I'm so nervous right now because I'm not used to, you know, chatting to such legends.
Makafela. Lies. Absolute lies. you become such a pro out of unearthing dirty little secrets from people. I don't believe you.
Dude, I gotta start with the Freestyle Fridays. My goodness, fucking hell. Every time I listen to yours, I gotta have a dictionary handy because, yes, so some of that shit that you spared is crazy, bro.
I appreciate that, brother. I appreciate it. It's where we come from, man. It's, you know, lyrics. Some of us are lyrics people, you know. In fact, all of us are lyrics people, but, you know, levels, right?
And what's the plan with the Freestyle Fridays? Well, like, what's the bigger vision?
To continue to platform a lot of artists, obviously, you know, we are currently discussing ways to take it, to make the platform a bit larger and a bit bigger. So, you know, whether it's digital or whether it's terrestrial, you know. So, slow, but, yo, you know, those phone calls are happening.
I see you always tagging Drake. Is that you trying to get him on one of the freestyles?
No, that was because we used his beats for one of them. So, we just tagged him because it was one of his songs. So, we just thought, hey, look, this is what people are doing to a song. Why will I? You know? But yeah, I mean, yeah, that would be dope. We tag everyone who's beat we use. If you use a Spanner Camp beat, we're tagging them as well. You know what I mean?
Nah, I hear you, dog. And speaking about freestyles, I checked out the one you did on Sway. My gosh. That Sway in the Morning freestyle.
Hey, you know, Meg, it's like, you know when things align and they go, okay, bro, look. This is what you do. This is a platform, and it's global. And just do what you do. Do what you do in the bedroom. Do what you do at the baseline. Do what you do in France. Do what you do. Here it is. You know what I mean? Yeah. And yo, thank God, man. I didn't fluff it. I didn't make a mistake. I just like yo, owned it. It was a beautiful moment, also just for the country as well, man. It was like, you know, I really wanted. I wanted to represent the country, man. It's like, you know, so people don't just see me as, oh, that rapper. It was like, yo, that's ours. He's our guy, that one. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And when you do a freestyle like that, dude, do you come up with the lines like from the dome, or do you write them down, or like what happens, bro?
Yeah. So there's I'm glad you asked this question. So there's been a lot of talk about freestyle, right? What freestyle means, right? So there are two types of freestyles, right? So there's a freestyle means basically in its original meaning, it means a unrehearsed verse or rap that's maybe you've never recorded on a song, people have never heard. It can be written, it can be off the dome, it can be whatever, right? And then there's a very specific freestyle, which is off the dome. That's the one where you say, yo, McDonald's, and then you must rhyme McDonald's. You feel me? That's off the head. That's off the cuff. That's improvised. You know what I mean? So that one was literally like, yo, because of the platform, I was like, yeah, no, you know, I can come here and I can rhyme Nike with Mikey, but I was like, no. I need to tell my story. You feel me? I need to tell my story. So I really, you know, that one was something that I felt like, yo, here and there I put in some lines, but it was really like, yo, I wanted something strong, man, that represents who I am, you know. So no, that wasn't off the head. But they just played whatever beat, and I was like, okay,
that's dope, man. And some of the lines, were they directed at people that we know?
Such as?
I gotta go back, but I just know it was lit.
I want to tell you that. You want me to snitch on myself, basically. You want me to snitch on myself? You didn't ask me a question, you snitch. You want me to snitch on myself?
But here's the thing, dog. Do you feel like you're unappreciated in SA, man?
Not at all. I feel that. I think there's there might be a disproportionate, the level of success and the level of talent. Maybe there's a disconnect there. And I think that's what gives people the idea that, this guy, he's not, you know. But, I mean, you know, I think also I spend a lot of time outside the country. Mm-hmm. So I built a lot of my fan base outside the country. So, you know, I'm able to feed my kids. I'm able to live. I'm able to. But because maybe we're not getting to the levels of, like, you know, of the leaders in the game, people might think that, no, man, this guy is not, you know. Yeah. So, but I don't feel like that at all. I just feel like more people could benefit from, you know, knowing who I am.
You know, because there's this artist like that. I mean, you look at a Moonchild or De Antwoord that really in SA, they're not that big, but outside of SA, they're huge, you know. And that's how I feel you, because you forever touring out of the country, man. You forever out.
Yeah. I mean, it does happen. I think it's unfortunate because all those artists that you mentioned, you know, Moonchild, De Antwoord, me as well, Freshly Gal, whoever. It's like we all draw our source is here. Our source is from here. You know what I mean? And all those artists had made a name for themselves somehow here as well, you know, even before they were, you know what I mean? So I don't think, you know, it can be unfortunate that sometimes we want people to be validated by Orkan for us to really appreciate what they are, you know? So it does happen, but I find it unfortunate.
And what's the plan with Motif? What are we doing this year, man? What's popping?
Yo, I don't know why people keep asking me about Motif, because Stogie T's, all of Stogie T's projects have come through Motif. So I don't know what y'all talking about. Yo, as long as I'm alive, Motif is here. What are we talking about?
But
you want me to be like Mabala? You niggas, yes. You want me to also Mabala?
Are you signing someone? You want me to... Or you like done?
I don't know about signing, bro. No, you know what? You know what, man? I'll give you the most honest answer I can give you is that I think that what we offered as Motif was, you know, we build artists, we help develop artists, you know, and I think nowadays because of technology, these kids are ready, bro. They feel like they're ready. And so all they want from you is a cosign to just get in the door. They don't want you to talk about their songs. They don't want input on their lyrics. They just want to get in. So if you can just show me the door, you know what I mean? So I'm like, yo, what we offered is not really, you know, it's not something that these kids want. So I think in another capacity, maybe, most definitely. I mean, like now, think about Freestyle Friday. Freestyle Friday is an extension of what I did as Motif, bro. It's like, there are all these young kids that people have never heard of, or artists that have been around for a while that people aren't aware of, that you're now platforming and giving an opportunity. So it's an extension of that work, man. It's incredibly rewarding still, you know?
And the thing is, like, I've spoken to a lot of people that own labels. You know, I spoke to KO, I've spoken to Noten as well, and a couple of other guys. And like you mentioned, Mabala Noah is ambitious. What's happening with Ambitious now? They all seem to end the same way, like on a sour note, on a bad note. You know, it never ends well. What do you think that is, man? As someone who's been in the game for so long.
I think it's a couple things. I think one of them is, as an artist, especially if you're the head of the label. I mean, I'm an artist. So things like admin and things like, you know, those very nitty gritty things, we don't always do that stuff well. You know what I mean? And I'm not saying, you know, business partner who did that stuff. I'm not saying that was the problem with our label or other people's label, but that can be a factor. Second is the idea that I was the marquee guy. I'm the one who put on Ricky, who put on Reason. So it takes a lot of work within yourself when the call comes from a brand and they don't want you, they want Reason or Ricky. You know, you feel me? It takes a lot of personal. You have to be a grown up to go, okay, actually, you know what? This is what I wanted. I wanted Reason or Ricky or whoever I signed to reach their full potential. And maybe their full potential is higher than mine. But I got to accept it. I got to be a grown up and say, no, but this is what the company's here for. The company's to make this guy reach his potential. So it's that as well. And then third, man, I think there's a lot that goes unsaid and is not understood in the change of relationship between me and Reason, our artist. I'm his OG or whatever, and he's my artist, and we're friends, and we like each other, and our families are friends, and we like. But then there's a contractual problem, or there's a thing here where we misunderstand each other, and it's business now. You feel me? You're mixing business with pleasure, and not all of us are well versed in how the business works. So yeah, man, those disagreements happen. So it could be a lot of different factors, but I hate when people just blanketly say artists can't sign other artists. You know what I mean? It's like, come on, man. You know, there are examples out there in the world where you know, other artists have helped other artists. So you know what I mean?
So basically what you're saying is that there's a lot of moving pieces, man. A lot has to go into play, and a lot has to be right. Yeah.
Absolutely.
You know, because I'm sure sometimes you sign an artist and they feel like they deserve the spotlight more than you. And they don't understand that, you know, maybe it's not their time yet.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Or another artist on the label. Or that their spotlight is too much on them and they're the ones, actually, they are the label. So they go, "Ay, man, yo, why are we even signing another artist? Or why does it feel like this guy's piggybacking on my shows?" You know what I mean? So it's weird. I mean, because you're a small company, you know, you're trying to maximize your movement. So you know, you do a show with this guy, and then you bring everyone else who's part of the crew. But maybe they don't get along, or maybe someone does a different type of music and it doesn't fit the audience. It's crazy, bro. It's too many moving pieces.
All right. So listen, we're about to put the spotlight on you right now, since you're the godfather of hip hop. You know, we're gonna play a game called One Must Die. So I'm gonna give you two MCs, and you must choose who's must stay and who must die. One must go.
Yo, mate, G, here we go. Hold on.
Are you ready for this one, my G?
Yeah, myself.
Are you ready? All right. Are you ready?
Controversy. I'm ready, bro. Let's do it.
Not even. All right, cool. Casper against JR. One must die.
JR.
Wow, I never thought.
And that's my heart. And that's my guy. That's my homie. But if the one must die, you know, we don't have all these things that we've had. All these, you know, monumental things that have happened in SA hip hop. So, you know what I mean?
And how are you with Casper? You guys cool now?
We are. We really are. We're cool, man. Like, I mean, you know, I saw him at Black Coffee's luncheon, and we chill. We it's all good.
Because I came across last week, I think, because I've been on YouTube during this lockdown. I came across the SA Hip Hop Awards 2017, I think. And he went on stage and he's like, "Yo, Stoji, you ain't done shit for me." I was like, "Hey!" I was like, "Whoa, crazy!"
I knew you were gonna bring this shit up.
No. But honestly, literally, I'm not kidding. Like, I didn't. It's not controversy or anything. I'm not trying to get a soundbite.
Where's my tea? Where's my tea?
That's literally, I was watching it last week and I was like, what? When did this happen? Because I didn't watch the shows.
Oh, right, right, right. Yeah, that was, sound like Egyptian mythology, ancient history.
Yeah. Oh, but it's nice that you guys are cool, man. Would you ever do a track with him?
Depends on the song. You know, I always, to me, it's always the music first. You know, it's like, yo, dog. I mean, I don't think I'd ever turn down a feature from Jay, but yo, imagine if the song's whack, bro. Mm. And it's like you and Jay-Z and the song's terrible. It's like, ah, guys. You know, it's like one of those where you know you got a picture with Michael Jackson and your face is, you're making a funny face. It's like, damn, man, I got the picture, but damn, just look at my face.
Wow.
You know?
All right, cool. Next one is Questa and AKA. What must go?
Oh, this one is difficult. This one's difficult.
It's a tough one, eh?
This is a tough one, man. This one is a tough one. I don't even know what the criteria is. I don't know, because I know them personally. I know them as artists. It's like, yo, what's the criteria here, man?
We're talking about MC, dog. Everything. MC, everything, the whole package. Yeah.
I, AKA, must die.
You lie, Stooge. What? Have you seen his catalog, dog?
No, I don't. That's typical, man. This was hard, man. Because I love Questa. Questa's and I love Keenan too. I mean, Keenan's my guy. I mean, like, that's, you know what I mean? That's the guy. Like, yo, bro, I was, you know what I mean? Come on, that's my guy, bro. I don't know.
So Keenan must die.
Look, okay, let's put it this way. No. Let's put it this way. If I got a call during the lockdown, right, from Questa and then from Keenan to say, yo, dog, I need your help. Can you come now? I'm probably going to Keenan's house first. So that kind of answers your question a little bit. You know what I mean? That kind of answers your question a little bit.
Let's go to
Maybe that means Keenan is crazy.
You know what I mean?
I don't trust him with himself.
There's that too, especially if he's got his phone in his hand.
What's next?
All right, next we got Aries and Kid Tini.
That's terrible. This is so terrible. This is terrible. What a terrible. You are setting me up, bro. This is a setup. This is such a setup.
We're unlocking you, Stoji T. We're unlocking you.
Straight up. I love Aries. I think Aries is such a talent. I think he's immense and powerful. He's such a dope voice as well as a young African MC. I think Kid Tini the same. I think Kid Tini is incredibly dope and is fire. I did a song with him recently with Styles P. I've grown to respect them a lot. Can we do a conjoined twins thing where I cut one body half and the other half
body? It's not gonna fly.
A-teeny, dog. Kid Reese. you're not playing, bro. I don't know, Mac. You got me, bro. You really, really got me, bro. I would say Aries, just because of what Aries means to the game right now. If Reese were to, God forbid, knock on wood, if Reese were to never make another song, I think his legacy is really a rich legacy. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. People will look back at Reese and go, yo, this kid is really, you know. And there's still so much potential. And I think with Kid Tini, he just hasn't had his moment yet. So I would say Reese, you know.
Okay, so Kid Tini must go. Kid Tini must go. All right.
Your words, not mine.
Next one is Nasty C MT.
MT is a generational talent. He's a generational talent. Well, you know, that kind of gift, bro, is so incredible.
Dude, that track you did with him. That track you did with him.
By any means.
That's my shit, dog.
Bro, you know when we heard that beat, we're like, yo, only one guy. Only one guy we can send this to. I chased that guy for so long, bro. I was like, no, I'm not giving up on this song. I need you on it. And he it was like this, bro. It was like a glove. You know, to this day, people think that was his song. It was my song. I heard it. Because that's because he absolutely killed it. So, you know, look, because I love MT. Every time I see MT, it's love. And, you know, and he gave me a monster hit, bro. He gave me a monster hit, and I love him to death. And he's a generational talent. But I've never seen anything like Nasty C in my life.
Wow.
So, I'm sorry, MT.
Wow. I'm sorry. That is huge coming from you, bro.
Bro, let me tell you, I heard him once on a song that we were doing, DJ Switch. The first time I heard him, DJ Switch were doing a song for Youngster. I was trying to help Youngster out, and I called DJ Switch. I said, let's do a song for my friends from Cape Town. I love this guy. And he was like, okay, there's this kid from Durban who raps, Nasty C. I was like, okay, let's hear him. We heard a hook, we heard the beat. It's like, I love it. And then we tried to look for an MC, and Switch said, no, this guy raps as well. Heard the verse. Next day I was in Durban, bro. The next day I was having lunch with him in Durban. I was like, yo, I just wanted to know where he comes from. I was like, where does this come from? Where did you learn to do this? You're so young. Like, if you were 25, I would have understood, because you must have somewhere. But at this age, at like 19 at the time, I was like, where did you learn this from? But I flew to Durban, bro, just to go meet Nasty C. I was like, I just want to know. Give me your backstory. Give me the, you know what I mean? Because I've never, it's just special to me, bro.
Dude, you remind me the first time. Yeah, carry on, sorry.
Yeah?
Carry on.
No, go ahead.
No, you remind me the first time.
that was it.
The first time I heard Nasty, it was Hell No. And I went back to my lady. I'm like, dude, you got to hear the song. I've never heard anything like this. Mm. And it was Nasty C, Hell No. I was like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
I don't know if it was local, international, but I was like blown away, you know?
Absolutely. And that's the thing. That's the true mark of his genius is that, dog, a lot of his songs, I mean, yeah, okay, you hear the trap stuff. You say, okay, this is Nasty C doing trap. But the songs that he does where you're like, bro, I don't know what this sounds like, bro. This is something else, bro. You know what I mean? Yeah. This is someone else. I don't know what this is, bro. You know? Yeah. There they go. Sasa, there they go. It's like, what is this? Bro? You know what I mean? And it goes. It's amazing. It's amazing.
All right, cool. Next one is Reason and Black Layers.
Black Layers must go back to Pretoria. I'm sorry. I love you. I love you, rapping Steve Pico, but come on, man. Come on. That was easy. Just because, I mean, come on, it's easy. Come on.
Yeah. All right, cool. Here's the next one. We've got Gigi LeMay, Nadia Nakai.
I'm sorry, Gigi LeMay. And I met Gigi first. I met Gigi first as a young lady at a hip hop workshop, and she was like, oh, please tell me how you do this thing when you rap. You know, really, really young. You know, I love her a lot, man. I had some business with ProKid. She was starting to ProKid, and I managed to fix some business issue that they had. So I met her mom as well. Really, I love Gigi. I'm like, you know, but yo, you know, me and Nadia, that's like, yo, that's my people's, man. She was on my first album, the album. She's on my Empire of Sheep now. You know, which Boy T and Nasty. I mean, that's my girl. I'm sorry. You're gonna have to fight hard to get Nadi out of my team.
All right, Squad Camp and Tear Gas. We're taking it back now, man. One must go. Squad Camp or Tear Gas.
Okay. I came up with Squatter Camp. These are my guys. I came up with them. And you know, they were at my 21st, bro.
Oh, wow. When was that, 1960?
Check! This guy. You know, those are my guys. Those are my guys. Marikara Logele Atia Gersu Joe. I you know they're doing these battles, and that's one I would have really liked to see. And
me
I
too.
Also, I also think the guy Tegas would have murked it, man.
Yeah.
Because I mean, obviously Moya is Moya, you know. But there's maybe two other songs I can think of squatter wise. Martegas! Aye, they ruled us for a long time, those ones.
They were ruthless, my G.
Yeah.
All right, Rouge and so Shoma Josie. Rouge and Shoma Josie.
Rouge, easily. Shoma Josie, Askis, Mami.
So
when, I love Maya, but...
When she does that whole John Cena thing that she did, that has no sway in it, ne?
What do you mean?
I mean, that was huge, dude. She was on Ellen. What show was she on? I even forgot.
Yeah, she was some daytime show. That was amazing. It was incredible. That was like such a great moment for her. I was so proud of her. And it was beautiful, man. It was beautiful that all those things came together for her. But, you know, I like what I like. And I like Rouge.
All right, let's go. Ricky Rick, the LES. One must go. One must go.
Oh, man. Oh, wow. You messing me up, bro. You're killing me right now. Yo. I'd have to go for the day one, man. LES. I have to go for the day one, LES. I love Ricky, and I talk to Ricky more. I have a close relationship with Ricky. That's my guy. That's my heart. I can see him in mind. I don't know, nigga.
So we're going to... So Ricky must go. Ricky must die.
Yo, imagine Ricky must die. Imagine that. Nah. All white party. Can I talk about all white party?
Hey, Joe, I never even attended one of them. I saw them on social media, bro.
It's my guy, bro. You know what? Let me tell you why I'll go for Les. When I changed the name of the Stogie team, Les was one of the first people, very first people, to embrace me and to really inquire what's good, like what are you trying to do, you know, on a personal level and on an artistic level. And I will forever respect it for that, man. I absolutely will ever, I will always, when people thought I was losing my mind and I was going through a midlife crisis, Les actually, the loudest guy, the craziest guy, he's the one who sat down and said, what's going on, bro? What's your, tell me about this thing. Where you at with it? You know, OG. And I love him for that. So yeah. I'll have to say Les because he impacted me.
Do you think he gets his flowers, man? Because one thing I admire about him and you as well is longevity. You know, it's very hard, you know, not a lot of people can sustain that. And I feel like he's been so consistent, but I don't feel like he gets his flowers, man. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I think the issue with Les is the kind of, I think the kind of sound, maybe. I mean, obviously with Josie and whatnot, it was more, you could tell that they were catering more for the local market and the, you know. But Les is Les, man. He'll always make what he wants, what he feels sincere about, what he feels honest to. And sometimes that stuff always translates to the greater nation, to the whole country. So sometimes he gets marginalized, you know, but, you know, as a club guy or a party guy, but that's what he is, man. He's a cool kid. He's a cool guy who, you know, if he walks in a room, he's possibly the coolest guy in the room. You know what I mean? That's Les, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think you know, I think he gets his due, man. I mean, you know, I've been to award shows where Les is honored, and Josie, his legacy as part of Josie, you know, his legacy as a pioneer, and the freshest, you know, the guy who made everybody get fresh, bro. You know what I mean?
And what about you? How do you manage to stay so consistent? Because for me, I think hip hop is like a young man's sport, you know? I mean, I don't see you doing mosh pits and jumping on people now.
I think that's the lie that's been sold to us, is that it's a young man's sport. I think it definitely, I think like everything else, there's always excitement over a new product.
Yeah.
You know, if you think of Fresca, you know what I mean? If you think
nothing
of,
tastes
you know
like Fresca.
Yeah, absolutely. There's always excitement over a new product, and sometimes rightfully so. But a lot of times, the things that we're
be honest, OG. I mean, listen, these kids are gigging like 3 times, maybe in one night from city to city. You old for that, dog. You can't be doing that all weekend, every weekend for the whole year. And then on top of that, you got to go to Sumo. Nah, bro.
Yo, don't take my bag away from me, please. I can do it, people. Just call me. I can definitely do it. I can do 5 gigs in a week. Stop it, Maggie. Don't put ideas in people's heads, bro. Don't do that. Don't take my bag away from me. What's this guy doing, bro? What's this guy doing? No, look. Jumping around and whatnot. That's definitely not. Look. If you understand that hip hop is about word economy, bro, it's about, you know, ultimately what the rapper does, then there'll always be room for you. Jay-Z's, you know, it's past 50, bro, and every time he raps, people pay attention. You know what I mean? Yes, he's not jumping around. Yes, he's not DaBaby and making that kind of noise. But as long as lyrically, and this is what Freestyle Friday is showing us, is that. Bro, there's no lights, there's no glamour, there's no, you know, there's no bottle service, there's no, but there's a guy in front of the camera rapping and you feel him, you feel what he's saying, whether it's me, whether it's Envy, whether it's P. Dot, whether it's some unknown rapper from, you know, wherever, bro, people resonate, it resonates with them and they love it. And I think that's where the longevity comes from, is just concentrating on what you do best. And I'm a lyricist, bro. I write, bro. That's what I do. You know what I mean?
Nice. I like that. All right, cool. So I got 3 more before we let you go. This is a tough one. PRO against Double HP. I don't want to be you right now, man.
Yeah. This one's tough because God bless them both. You know, they're not here with us anymore. So, you know, in a sense, I've already experienced this loss. You know, and it's terrible. I think, you know, also to lose them so close together was really tough for all of us. But I think, you know, look, the guy who I considered for the longest time as my peer and my competition was always Pro, just because he did something similar to what I did. He was a lyricist. He was a, you know, Jabba was an entertainer. He was a musician. He like, I mean, dog. And that's the vantage point that I have, is that I had Tumi and the Volume guy. So I was performing the festival with Jabba. And then I had, you know, as a rapper, as a lyricist, I'd be in cyphers with Pro Kid. You know what I mean?
Oh, I see.
So I you feel me? So I can hear both worlds. I'm like, oh, snap. So I experienced them both very closely, but I knew that personally, as a rapper, must be better than this one. I'm going to be, because this one is bad news. You know what I mean? That's the guy who, that's the guy who frightened me, who scared me, who excited me, you know what I mean? And rightfully so, Jabba as well. But Jabba is a musician, bro. As someone who was an entertainer, who was a fool, kind of like, you know what I mean? I mean, one of my favorite songs from him is a song called Ancestors, where he talks about where he comes from. Yo, straight from Abala. to Harimbi, where we did forced labor, Mahala. Our house burnt like Mahala. And so that thing is powerful, bro. So powerful. I think out of respect to both of them, man, I can't answer this question.
Yeah, no, I agree. I realized that when I asked it. I'm like, shit, no, this was a bad one. Okay, last two. Kid X versus KO.
Anyone who knows me knows at one point, it was my favorite rapper in the country.
Who?
Kid X.
Oh, Kid X. Okay, cool. Yeah. More than Ginger Trill.
More than Ginger Trill.
Wow. Like a lot of rappers rate Kid X very highly, eh?
It's because he's technical. It's because when they talk about Paul Scholes, when soccer players, I don't know if you...
Yes. Paul Scholes. Zidane, all of them.
Paul Scholes. Yeah. So, Paul Scholes, you don't really see, people notice goalkeepers and strikers.
Ronaldo, really Messi.
Guys who, exactly. Those are easy to see because you see Hakim and Jiki, that thing about your time, you know what I mean? But these other guys, bro, quiet, silent, technical, incredibly efficient. And I listen to Kid X and I go, damn, how did he do that? And that, you know what I mean? That kind of shit just makes me mesmerized, man. You know, I'm just always mesmerized by Kid X's, lyrical ability. So for me, that one's easy.
All right, cool. The last one, this is my favorite. Stoji T or Doomy on the Volume? One must die.
Yo, take the band off. It's Stoji all day, baby. The band must go.
Oh, nice. So that was amazing. Thank you so much, man. Thank you so much.
Respect.
All right. So tomorrow.
I love the band.
Yeah. No, I know you do, man. So on Wednesday, we're checking out on Castle Light Unlocks in bed.
Yes, sir.
Yourself. Yes. Tell us more about that, man.
22nd. Like you mentioned, the Sway Freestyle. I mean, yo, some more of that, bro. Like me and Rouge. Basically, I think they have a performance from a guy called Bass, who's from Dreamville, J. Cole's label. And I'm going to get on some like, yo, Sway is going to ask us to rap, and we're going to rap. And I'm going to be rapping against Rouge. I mean, I hope she takes it easy on me.
That's going to be nice. Before you go, man, one of my chillers said I must ask you, who is Yvonne? I don't know who that is.
Yvonne, I wrote a song from the first Doomy on the Volume album, which is live. I wrote a song called Yvonne about a girl who I was kind of shadowing in the street. And then I tried to call her. I managed to get a number. Then I called back and then I heard she got raped. And a very sad song, very powerful song. And it was all made up. There is no Yvonne. But as you well know, that could be any one of our sisters. You know what I mean? In this crazy country of ours.
Yeah, so we're in lockdown now, and a lot of artists are panicking or are not pretty sure how life after lockdown is going to be in terms of gigs and, festivals and stuff like that. As an artist, what do you think is going to happen after lockdown? What's going through your head?
I think we're going to get past it. We're definitely going to get past it. It's scary. It's unprecedented. It's crazy, but I think the best thing you could do as an artist is to plan for the future. Plan your albums like there was no lockdown. Try to finish your albums. Try to finish your plan. Plan for the future. I think it's going to relax. They're going to relax the lockdown. We're going to start inching out and trying to figure out what to do. And we'll shoot better content. Obviously, a lot of us are shooting from phones, so we'll be able to get together with our crews and shoot nice content. You know what I mean? So I think just plan for that. Plan for the future. Don't act like yo,
And I'm guessing that's how Freestyle Fridays came about, because in times like these, that's when you need to be the most innovative.
Absolutely, sir. Absolutely.
I was actually reading an article and they were saying that everything is going virtual now. So you see like how they do the whole lockdown party thing on Channel O, right?
Yeah.
So as a DJ, you can have that, but on Zoom, and then people pay to come in and watch you to, DJ.
Wow. Wow. That's fire. Yeah. That's fire. That's fire. That's dope. That's pretty cool. I mean, look, I mean, this the technology is gonna be forced to get better as well. Robert.
Yeah.
Because, you know, something like this could happen again, you know, so.
All right, cool. Can you drop us a freestyle, or is that cheesy? You don't do that no more.
That's cheesy. No, it's not that it's cheesy, Mac G. It's not that it's cheesy. It's that, you know, nowadays we get paid for stuff like that.
So you can't even do one where you mention podcast Mac G somewhere there. Stoji, thank you so much for hanging out with me, man. I remember the first time.
But account details.
Yeah, account details. Masa e-wallet.
You remember the first time when?
I remember the first time I actually met you, because I've been following your career for the longest time, like most people have, but I'd never met you. And then I saw you at Cotton Lounge. You were shooting for Slick on Life, and we were shooting as well. And you're like, yo, man, I know you, man. You that dude that talks to celebrities on YouTube. I'm like, shit, after all I've done, that's how Stoji's going to remember me.
No, you're lying, you're capping, stop capping. I said, bro, I love your shit. I said, bro, I love your shit. How you just kind of like, you just talk to people, like you don't give a fuck. You just like, come on, bro, stop it. Stop capping, bro. Oh, is this how you're fishing for compliments, you bastard? This is how you're fishing for compliments. You got me, nigga. Got him.
Thank you so much, bro.
Bravo.
Thank you so much. And hopefully after lockdown, we can do another one where we sit properly, man, because there's so much we got to talk about.
Bro, properly, man. Yeah, that's how I want to talk about kids. I want to talk about baddies. I want to talk about, we must do a list of bad girls and all that. I want to do all that stuff, all that nice stuff that you do.
That's my shit. You come to the right place, Chief.
Respect, kid. All right, bro.
Just in closing, man, where can people check you out? Castle Light in bed. What else is popping?
Castle Bed, Thursday, 22nd, of course, on YouTube and whatnot. But Twitter, Tumi Mulagani, Instagram, Stogie_T. Thank you for having me, my G. Appreciate the love.
One love. Take care, my bro.
Simplify your federal agency's technology procurement with Connection Public Sector Solutions. Connection's dedicated account managers, commitment to exceptional customer service, and extensive catalog of federal contracts make IT purchases quick, easy, and affordable. Turn your challenges into opportunities and get rid of your technology pain points with Connection today. Learn more about what's possible with Connection Public Sector Solutions at connection.com/fedcontracts.